Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, son, real talk. Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Eargasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Eargasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sexes. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check, check, check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, Bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show because they never had so many eargasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire and Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, though. Shorty said I got the time, but where's that, though? I said it's Gonzo After Dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got Bugsy on set. Tell the people cut the check.
Yo, attention, attention. I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now. Log on to Facebook Live, blogtalkradio.com. It's Gonzo After Dark, Eargasm Podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Eargasm Show. I'm your host, Bugsy, soon to be kicking it with my lovely co-host tonight. I don't know where the hell she's at, but she better get her ass here soon. But what's good, people? We back. Tonight is Season 3, Episode 6. Tonight we have another anonymous confession. A caller, one of our listeners emailed us a situation, and they want to seek advice from, of course, myself, one half of the relationship expert, and the other one who's, I don't know, doing whatever God knows what at this time of hour. But, you know, they emailed us a situation, and we're going to get into it a little later. But, you know, I want to know, how's everybody doing? You know, we took a week off. It was Thanksgiving week. I hope everybody had, you know, good time with the family, a lot of gobble-gobbles, ate some good food, got the things cracking and stuff, because, you know, that's one of the most important holidays when it comes to family time is Thanksgiving. Everybody gets around, they family them, and, you know, have a good time. So I want to hear from you guys and, you know, what's going on with the family day. But look, there she is, the other half. You missed the intro, so you need to apologize to the listeners.
Sorry.
But nevertheless, she's here. I guess she had to match her earrings with her outfit in order to do the show tonight, because I don't know what took her so long just to get into it. But what's good, Peanut? We back.
It feels good to be back.
We took a week off, you know, to give the people some holiday cheer, let them get in spirit with their families and things. But now we back into the full swing.
Yes, everybody gained that 10 pounds. I know I did.
It's Season 3, Episode 6. Tonight we got Anonymous Confessions. I was telling the listening audience that, you know, we had one of our listeners email us seeking advice because, you know, we are, like, the relationship experts.
We are.
Like, it's not even, like, self-proclaimed.
And if you want a one-on-one with us, we can do that as well.
For a small fee. One-on-one is going a little far. I'm trying to get these numbers and these ratings up. Shout out to everybody that's checking in. Sabrina Davis, I see you. It was good. Happy holidays. I hope everything went well. But Thanksgiving passed, but we're about to get into the next weekend. A lot has gone on over this past weekend, right?
Too much.
Like
draining, just completely draining.
I don't know what the hell is going on with this net neutrality thing. That thing is going on, and then also you got the human trafficking, the slavery going on.
That's
over
crazy.
In Libya. 2017, they still got slavery going on. It's like, You gotta be kidding me right now. Like, slavery?
Slavery.
You gotta plug that in. So, yeah, like, there was a lot going on. Shout out to Mary. Mary, I see you. Thanks for checking in. We just getting into it, getting started. This is season 3, episode 6 of the Airgasm Show. And tonight we're talking about anonymous confessions. We had a listener email us, and they're looking for some advice on the situation. So that's what we got going on tonight. But it's always Thankful Thursdays. And still tell them why you mad. So if you got to tell them why you mad, or you got a Thankful Thursday and you want to just tell us, you know, the number is
619-924-0711.
And speak, press 1 to speak to the host.
And press 1.
Also, I don't know if you heard today or if you felt it, but they said that there was an earthquake today.
I didn't feel a thing.
I don't know if that's fake news or real news. If anybody out there felt an earthquake and it was an actual earthquake and it wasn't just your stomach rattling because you was hungry for lunch, let us know. We want to know, because I've seen some people posting that there was a earthquake, and I'm like, come on, son. Really? Yeah, it was a 5.1. I don't know how hard that is on the Richter scale, but I don't know.
5.1?
5.1. Yeah, what does the Richter scale go up to, do you know?
No. I don't live in a state of earthquakes.
I mean, apparently you do if they saying that it hit here.
That bull crap. Don't let them fool
you. All right, so you got silence going on. Why don't you introduce? Well, you want to get into the anonymous confession?
We can do that. We can do that. Can you pop that bottle for me, please? I need a little energy.
Is this cold?
Yes, it is. Thank you. All right, so now I'm gonna read.
We're celebrating that we're back.
It's always a celebration.
It's a celebration, bitches.
I'm going to read the letter that was written into the show. I can't believe I had the nerve to write in. But what better way to see the truth than to have an opinion of people who don't know you, and if they judge you, they still don't know you. Know you. But this is my situation.
I don't know if it's the reader or the listener's grammatical errors going on right now. But bear with us while we got some
I'm trying to read the letter. But this is my situation. I am 35 years old. I have 5 kids.
Woo.
All by the same man, except for the oldest. I was with this man before.
Ten. Thanks, Sabrina.
And served a term in jail with him, riding back and forth upstate.
Oh, she's a rider.
He gets out and find out he has a daughter by another woman.
Oh, so no.
And he isn't coming home to me. He is already with her. Oh. I did all my detective skills and found out where she lived. I drove to her home. And he had the nerve not to come out, but she came out and told me that he didn't want me. I never.
He sent her to do the dirty work.
I never cried so much in my life, torn and broken. This was 2 years ago. It took a lot for me to get over it. I met a man that I had been dating for 2 months. He asked me to marry him. I said yes.
2 months.
He knows I have 5 kids, but my kids have never met him. I was talking to him about Christmas and just found out he is a Muslim. I'm scared and trying to figure out if I should do this. Plus, I have Section 8. If I get married, I will lose it.
So what is she asking?
If she should get married to this man.
To the new man?
Yeah.
Of 2 months?
Yeah.
That didn't mean her kids.
What is your advice to her?
No, I'm reading it back, so I'm gathering all the information back just to make sure I didn't miss none of the key factors. So she met him. She'd been with him for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
She got 5 kids.
Not by him.
Not by somebody else,
mm-hmm,
that he didn't meet. That's what she said?
No, she's saying that the kids never met him.
Right. Got it. That's the same shit I just said, that he never met.
Yeah.
And he asked her to marry him.
Him, yeah.
In 2 months.
But he knows that he
But he never met the kid.
Right.
And she's considering this?
Yeah, she's happy.
She is a new fool. This is a recipe for disaster. Now,
listen, I don't want you to be extra mean to the people that's writing in.
Not at all.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep it 100, though.
Okay.
I mean, my shit might, did you share that? My shit might sound mean, but it's coming from an honest place, and I don't have no filter. So you just got to take what I'm saying as, you know, weed through the extra shit and just get to the point of what I'm saying. So let's go through some of these key factors again. They only been dating for 2 months. She got 5 kids by somebody else that he hasn't met yet. What else am I missing? I feel like I'm missing something, another key detail in there that just gave me a whole bunch of red flags.
Well, I guess because she was in a relationship.
Oh, and she's also worried about losing her Section 8 with a man mm-hmm. that she only knew for 2 months. Boo boo, don't lose your.
I don't even
want to
laugh.
Don't go homeless fucking with a nigga you don't even know. First of all, you can't even consider marrying a man.
But he's another whole different religion than you are. And it's a key fact.
Oh, I forgot that factor. He's a Muslim.
It's a key fact that this is not right because you really don't know him. You finding out now because you're talking about Christmas with him that he's not even a Christian.
Your 5 kids can't have Christmas after having Christmas all these years? Oh, that's not going to fly. That's going to be an unhappy household.
I'm saying...
You take away Christmas?
I'm saying marriage is not everything. Enjoy him. Get to know him. You don't have to marry a man just because he says he wants to marry you. And why does he want to marry you
after
within 2 months?
He's
that's
to
a
get
red
his faces,
flag right there. Like, what's going on that you want to come in my house now after 2 months?
I mean, I want to know if this listener was really seriously considering this, because this is
evidently
crazy.
She wrote us.
I'm going to be fair, right? I could kind of understand why her judgment could be cloudy and she could consider this, for the fact that she does have 5 kids.
Right, and she's probably saying
nobody's going to
want her
with 5 kids, right? And she got a marriage offer. Then she's still in her rebound stage from this traumatic jailbird coming home and going to the next chick that she didn't even know about. So that also could be weighing in on her judgment on why she's doing and considering this actual marriage proposal, which is crazy. I don't say it's crazy. Shit happens. Like, I've seen people I heard of love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of people marrying, you know, the first person that they ever had sex with. So, I mean, the get a marriage proposal after only 2 months is not too far-fetched. But that's crazy. Mama Bugs want to know how old is the kids. I don't know if we got those details. But it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't matter if they're young kids or if they're teenagers or if they're adults. It's still
your kids.
It's still your kids, right. You still got to deal with them.
You still get those calls and... Still gotta deal with school.
It's only 2 months. You don't even know if this motherfucker's a pedophile. You don't know if he's touching kids.
Right,
you don't know if he's abusive. You don't know none of that.
My answer to you is
hell no.
My answer to
hell
you,
no.
Oh. My answer.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is crazy. You stupid. I'm sorry. We don't want to discourage nobody. Emailing us.
My answer to you is to not get married, to date.
You gotta get that because we gotta get those answers. Go ahead.
I believe people need to grieve dead relationships.
You gotta read who it's from and then read the comment.
It's from Sabrina. She says she believes that people need to grieve
dead relationships.
And heal before jumping into something else. But I don't even think it's that, because she said that the last relationship was 2 years ago.
All right, let's touch that point right there. I don't totally agree. Maybe that's from a female's perspective, Sabrina. From my own personal experience, I think it's easier. I'm talking from a male perspective now. Take that with a grain of salt. That is easier to get over another relationship by getting into a new relationship. because this new person can help you totally forget about that other person if she's the right person or he's the right person. Pause, not from my perspective, but if she's the right person, can totally make you forget about that past relationship, even though it's a lot to, did it wrong again. It's a lot to deal with from the dramatic aspect that he put her through. Like, she sat with him through his bed, then come to find out he had another kid on the side. Then when the dude gets out, he goes and deals with and goes live and stay with the other chick. Like, that's a lot to deal with. That's enough to make a chick go crazy.
And that's probably why she doesn't know what decision to make right now, because, you know, she's dealing with what happened to her previously, which is understandable to what's happening to her right now. Like, oh, I actually finally have someone who wants me, who wants to be with me, who wants to love me. But, you know, she's trying to think of all aspects that she's going through.
Now, here's something that is an unknown factor that might need to be considered from her standpoint. I'm playing devil's advocate because she don't know how he's going to react if she does say no. Because, I don't know, for me, my ego is fragile like a motherfucker. I feel like if you reject me, something is wrong with you, so we can't be together no more. So how is he going to react if she say, well, you know, I don't think we should get married. Maybe we should just take our time and get to know each other. Like, we just don't know the other factor behind why he wants to get married under such certain short term.
I feel like if his intention is good and she says, no, I don't want to marry you right now. I want to introduce you to my kids. I want to see how you all get along. You know, these are factors as a man he should be able
right.
to understand.
Any reasonable.
So if he gets upset over that and says,
that should be another flag.
Right. That should be like, okay, no, I don't want to.
This nigga crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy 730 crazy. Is any human being with any self-respect would be like, you know what? I do kind of understand where you're coming from. You know what? You got a valid point. You know, let's take our time with this. Get to know your baby kids. Maybe I don't even want to be around these little niggas knocking over their forts and shit, and your kids is bad, because kids can fuck up a relationship too.
Yeah, yeah.
You be all head over heels over the person that you're dealing with, but you not factoring in that you got to deal with these baby kids. Yo, let me tell you something. When you coming into a relationship and there's a person that already have kids and you're not the biological father, kids can say some cold shit. You ain't my daddy. My daddy will fuck you up.
He ain't my daddy.
He ain't my daddy. I ain't got to respect you. Bitch ass African. I don't know. He's Muslim. He's Muslim, right?
I don't know what he is.
I ain't wearing no kufis. I ain't wearing, yo, kids. Kids give it to you straight. They give it to you raw. So, yeah, dude, listen, homegirl, dude got to spend some time around these baby kids. I don't even know if your kids are baby kids.
Right, and you expecting her kids?
My bad.
I'm sorry.
They could all be straight-A students. Even still, if they little nerds or whatever, like, dude needs to get around these kids. They need to be a little familiar before we But for all the new viewers just tuning in, this is season 3, episode 6 of the Airgasm Show. Tonight we got anonymous confessions. We had a caller, one of our listeners, email us a situation, and they wanted some advice on what they should do in this particular situation.
I'm not going to read the letter.
Just
the
give them a summary of what it was. The letter was long.
What she said in her letter was that she was in a relationship with her kid's father.
She got 5 kids.
But she has 5 kids by him.
Right.
And he was in jail, and she was going back and forth to jail to see him.
She rode through in his bed, ride or die.
She thought when he was getting out that he was coming home to her. She found out that he had another baby, and he went home to another woman.
After getting out of jail.
After
she rode the bed with.
Yeah. So she did a little detective work, found out where she lived, went there, up there. He would not come out to see her, but he sent the girl, and the girl told her that he doesn't want you, he doesn't want to be with you. So she was hurt, crying, whatever. Fast forward, 2 years later, she met someone, she's...
Champagne, Donnie.
She met someone, they are dating, and after 2 months, he asked her to marry him.
After 2 months.
Yeah. And then while speaking to him and talking about the kids, she found out that he was a Muslim.
No Christmas.
Oh, and another thing, she got a lot going on. She's on Section 8, so if she gets married, she'll lose her Section 8. Do you lose your Section 8 when you get married? Really? I don't know.
I'm assuming it would. My mother said no.
No.
So that's not even a factor. Oh well, so you could cancel that out.
I guess he probably make a certain amount because that has to count.
Right, because you can't be making $80,000 and getting
right and married with somebody that's making money and he's
right,
coming
unless
in
you
and
got
being on
good paper. Right,
so
you
I
can't
guess
have a nigga making six figures and still collecting
Section 8.
Right. So.
But if he wants to move in with her, he can't be making that much money.
That's what she said? That he wants to move in with her? Or she just said?
She just said if they get married, she's going to lose Section 8.
So we got to assume that he makes good money then. Because if you're on Section 8, you should know the rule.
That you can't, I don't think, it doesn't have to be good money, but you can't make a certain amount and then have the state paying
right.
all your rent and you paying, I don't know how much Section 8 pays. $100 or $200.
No, they pay more than that. And she got five kids, so she getting a decent amount. That means she got to have a minimum of three bedrooms. So they might be cutting a check for like $1,200. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, she has a lot to think about, and I'm just going to tell her.
I really don't think she got a lot to think about.
Don't do it.
I really don't think she has that much.
She wants someone.
See, there's some factors that I would need to know. Because if she's like in her late 40s or 50s.
She said 35.
Oh, she said 35?
Yeah.
Yeah, the window's kind of closing. I mean, was the sex good? The sex might be. I might dive in if the sex is good. Like, fuck it, yo. This sex is the bomb. I don't know what these kids are like. Fuck it, I'm going in.
Right,
I'm getting older.
Right.
You never know. Shout out to Trill. Shout out to Donnie O. I see y'all for checking in. But yeah.
What would you guys do if you were in that situation and you found someone that you really liked or loved? I don't know about this love thing within 2 months.
I see
think
you, Mama
it's
Bugs.
More
Hold on.
Infatuation. What would you do?
Yeah, can you love somebody in 2 months?
You can, but
you was
can't.
In love with me after 2 months.
Oh, please.
You was in love. You was
fully,
in love with me after 2 months.
Honestly, you can love someone, but you don't fully know them.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah,
don't
crazy
fully,
don't really necessarily come out.
It doesn't
in
come
8 weeks.
Out in 2 months because I can compress my crazy. My crazy come out every 6 months. So I get it.
All right, we're going to take a call and keep this thing moving. Y'all know how this goes for the ladies and gentlemen that's in the queue. First time callers, they don't know how this works. We answer calls by the last four digits of your number. So hopefully you know the last four digits of your number because in this age of smartphones, people just be like, call mom and don't know mom's number no more. So we're going to take a call to keep this thing moving. Call us 0644. You on live with the Airgasm Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, guys. What y'all doing?
What's good, Mama Bugs in the building?
I don't know. You know what? You know, this situation is like so crazy to me, but it's not crazy because sometimes, like you said, when you're trying to find a maiden, you be kind of like desperate. I think that she just need
right.
to get to know him because in this
right.
day and time, people are so crazy.
Right.
And I really don't understand if she's worrying about losing Section 8, what can he bring to the table? Do you really want to be involved with a person that can't even manage to take care of you? I don't know if it is or not, but when she mentioned about losing a Section 8, that's kind of crazy too, because when you're getting involved with somebody, they should be able to help you where you don't even got to worry about having no Section 8.
Right.
And she's young. She's 35 years old. She's young. She got kids to consider. She don't even know. See, you made a statement about you. It doesn't matter if they're young or not. It does matter because he could be a pervert. You know how many shows I watch
right.
where these
exactly.
girls take these guys in and they be having the baby suck their penis, all kind of shit?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, this was on the what's that guy that guy that used to be on the bald head? He have a show. I can't think of his name.
I know what you're talking about. Steve, not Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Yeah.
He has so many shows where these women meet these men and they take them in their house and they don't even know them. And next thing you know, the kids be acting funny. Like every time this one girl, she had a baby, he kept going like to the guy's penis and they couldn't figure out what was going on. This was one of the shows that was on TV. She need to take her, it's my opinion because it's just everybody's opinion. She need to take her time to get to know them. Get to know what he's like. To even know his family. Get to know something about him. He could be anybody. He could be a maniac. He could fuck around and kill her. She don't know.
She don't know. 2 months.
And then you
know.
Bring that into your children. That's why I asked you how old was the children. To bring that situation into the children, you put them at jeopardy too if they little kids.
Absolutely. For this stranger.
And she's too young. And so what if you got 5 kids? There's always going to be somebody out there that could have the things you want to have and do the things you want to do together. And as far as, like I said, Muslim, you know, that they got their own little way of doing things and all kind of craziness. You know what I mean? Not craziness because that's what they believe.
Right. After 2 months, you don't even know the ins and outs of being a Muslim because eventually
But she needs to see if she's willing to deal with that bullshit.
You got 5 kids, Papa.
I'm saying bullshit only because that's not something that I believe in. For a person that believes in, the most of the times that I see Muslim women, it seems like to me they just have like a lot of kids and the man's laxy days and he really don't do too much. That's why I ask you, is he working or whatever? You know what I mean? Because why would you?
Hold on. In the Muslim belief, the saying goes, you can have as many wives as you can afford. So if he knows he's bringing on 5 kids. I don't know if the same rule applies to the kids. I'm assuming it does. He should be able to have decent bread to take care of these kids.
Yeah, but he must know if she's worrying about losing a Section 8. You understand?
He probably got a normal job. He probably don't make a lot of money because she said she may lose her Section 8. So evidently he's not making enough money to take care of 5 kids.
Maybe he's on the borderline of just making it
pass. That's what I'm saying, though. Okay, so are you willing to sacrifice your needs, because I guess it's a need, above you taking care of your children?
Right.
Because that's what it boils down to. Huh?
Why would you say that?
Because he said that the Section 8 people be having apartments that be fabulous and they be only paying like $500.
I had Section 8 before. Section 8 goes by your income. It doesn't mean just because you marry you will lose your Section 8. It depends on how much money you make, and that's what they strictly go by, on how much money you making, and then it's different in different states. Like you got some states where some people only pay like $5 towards their Section 8. You know what I mean? It depends on where you live at.
Shout out to Connecticut.
I was just trying to say, when Brian was in Connecticut, he said their Section 8, they pay something like $5. He said niggas was getting evicted for $2 not paying their rent.
Hold on for a second because we got some new viewers and listeners in there, and we got to do a recap of the situation to catch them up to speed. So go ahead, Pina. Get them a quick summary.
I'm going to try to make this quick because the letter was long.
The letter was long.
What she said was that she said she's 35 years old. She has 5 kids. She
What up, Sue? Thanks for tuning in.
She's been with this man that's been in jail, and she served a term with him.
She rolled with his bid.
And when he came out, he was supposed to come home to her.
Before he came out,
and
she found out.
She found out that he was
had a kid
by another woman. When he came out, he went to the other woman instead of her. She did a detective work and found out where this girl lived, drove to her house, and he wouldn't come outside. He sent the woman outside, and the woman told her that he doesn't want you anymore. He just doesn't want to be bothered with you. You know, he doesn't want you. She said she was so hurt and torn over this. Fast forward. 2 years later, she met a man that she really likes. He loves her. He asked her to marry her, and he knows about the 5 kids. But she's scared that if she marries him, that she'll lose her Section 8, and plus, he has never met her 5 kids as of yet.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot, right?
That's a lot. Like, I mean,
but let me tell you something. In my opinion, too, like the guy that's in jail, she just should say good riddance because she gave her all in all, and he walked away with somebody else. She should be glad that he's gone out of her life. Because trust me, the same woman that he's with, she's going to want to go into the same, almost the same bullshit, most likely. You understand? If he could walk away from his five kids and start another relationship, he ain't worth a piece of shit anyway. You understand?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, Billy, now, you know, I had a bunch of no good niggas, so I can tell you.
Facts.
You understand? Facts. I can tell you. I'm telling her that. I rode 7 years with niggas.
Seven
you understand?
Years?
So, 7 years, faithfully.
Facts.
Faithfully. So if you could do all that and they willing to walk out of your life or whatever, you need to say good riddance. They ain't worth it anyway. You need to have them out of your life. So that part, she need to thank God that happened. You understand? Now, the new guy, the Muslim guy, I'm not saying nothing wrong. I don't know him. We don't know him. But she need to know him because she don't know him either.
You know what?
And
we in the same situation that she is. We know him just as good as she know him.
But that's what I'm
months.
Saying, though. She needs to, anytime you're dealing with kids.
Wait a second. Let's give her a little leeway. Because in 2 months, you can date someone, see someone every day, talk to them over the phone, and be
still
really.
Still only 8 weeks.
No, but be really infatuated over him.
That's
and
different
then
from
him,
love.
But then for him to ask her to marry him, marry her after
yeah,
all
but
that.
Yeah, but
Princeton,
you got kids. But you saying she got kids, but she got five kids. That's what I'm saying. That's why I told you about the show. You can't bring anybody around your kids.
Damn sure I can't. These niggas is crazy.
People are so nuts these days. You don't know. And that's why I asked you the age of the kids, because you don't know what. When I watched that show and I heard how these guys just came in and had the baby sucking their penises and all this kind of stuff, you got to be so careful who you bring around your kids.
Word, you got these Busta Rhymes ass niggas coming around. They see the kids walking. They be like,
somebody say he want a free home.
They be like, the way she's shaking make me want to get.
And sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But sometimes they in a situation where they trying to keep a roof over their damn heads.
Right. Shout out to Donnie O. He said, Billy, he want a free home.
It's probably true. Because most of them guys that's into that kind of religion thing or whatever, they be in them little communities sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't know too many that own businesses. I'm not saying that they don't, because I know they probably do, because everybody, every ethnic group or whatever you want to call it, got their own kind of business and stuff like that. But my concern would be, and her concern should be, is her children.
Right. Before
with
Section 8.
Right. Before the hell with the Section 8.
Hold on. Mama Bugs, let me ask you a question, being that you're a Section 8 connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
If she do marry this man, how will Section 8 know that she's married? How does that work?
Well, you know, now, Billy, is different because they ask you for every goddamn paper. They even come and do inspections, all kind of things. So they'll find out.
I mean, they was doing...
But the whole thing is it doesn't mean... No, listen, it doesn't mean that she can't get it. That's why I said it depends on what he's making. It depends
right.
on what
but
she's
this is,
making.
No,
what
count? Question that I'm trying to ask and I'm trying to find out. Because her concern is she ain't worried about the kids. She's worried about her Section 8. This is what I'm saying.
She's not worried. She didn't say. She
didn't mention anything about the kids.
She didn't say anything about the kids.
So her main
concern
is Section 8. So this is what I want to know. If she does marry this man, who reports this? That must be on. Who reports to Section 8 that she went and got married? Because how would they
know
that?
Let me tell you something. You got to be so careful. You got to be so careful. You got so much evil fucking people in these days. You could be living in an apartment building and a motherfucker would call BCW all kind of shit on your ass and they don't even know you. You understand? It's the same thing. She could have friends that she's socializing with that's supposed to be her friends. They could tell. It could be anybody. You know
that. in order for them to give you money, like, I feel like every term, like, you know how we send bills out every term? I feel like every term they you would have to send in your paperwork saying your income and everything like that.
Even if that happens, why the fuck would you, as the Section 8 recipient, put his information in? This is what I'm saying.
No, but her name has changed. Everything else has changed. All that paperwork is changing. Now she's...
Why change it?
And it's like what she's saying. It's the paperwork. It's the paperwork.
Because if y'all know how to work the system right now, I'm not changing shit. Why am I changing that to lose this benefit?
But that's what she's saying. If she gets in the system and change her name and change everything...
Don't change her name. Just get married. You can keep your name.
But what about the bank accounts and all of that? Now
we got separate bank accounts. You can't keep a separate bank account?
We got separate bank accounts.
But prior to...
We tried this before and they found out we were married. Yeah.
They got so many things through the computer that they can look up through the computer. Mostly everything about you.
I did not. They was like, who is this transfer to?
Right. She was dummy, Mama Buzz. We're about to get this money, and she fucked it up. She was supposed to send a statement.
No, you sent me a transfer.
Right. You were supposed to grade that out with a piece of paper. Like, this didn't need to happen.
Was like, this account over here, we need the information.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? You know from experience, in the long run, they're going to catch you. Because you don't remember that time when I was collecting all that shit.
You just shot.
Huh?
Everything is worth a shot. You got to shoot your shot.
Well, you know, I did it. I collected all that shit. We was eating lovely. And they took my taxes. It take them a while, but they will catch your ass.
Shout out to Bolo for tuning in. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean,
so
but shit.
I don't know. My personal opinion to me that I would say to her, I would think that she need to get to know him. She needed, like I said, she only know how old her kids and stuff. That should be her main concern. I mean, everybody's lonely every once in a while, but you need to know who you're around and who you're with. You can't just be with people and you don't know what they're about. You need to know their family. You got some people that's trying to do stuff just to be legal. You know what I'm saying? She got to find out something.
As she damn sure do before she considered taking this bad life.
You can't just jump like that. You crazy?
But I mean, she has a chance to love. Like,
you can love without getting married.
You can love without doing all that crazy shit and taking your chance with your kids and all that. When you talking about she got 5 kids, come on, man. And she's young. It ain't like she's old. She's young.
Oh, 35 is kind of old. But Mama Bugs, let me ask you a question within this topic. Do you think that marriage still has the same values that it did prior to 2000?
To 2000?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I enjoy being by my goddamn self. I can't be involved with all the paperwork and bullshit and headaches, and you got to go through all this shit when you don't want to be bothered no more, and it's just a little bit too much for me. You know what I mean? So people, you know, you do what makes you happy. That, and in this day and time, you got to do what makes you happy, because life is so short. It's a lot of craziness. There's so much craziness going on, but you just can't jump. She's jumping out there. You already had one big bad experience. I know, because I made so many damn mistakes when it came to relationships. You know what I mean? You got to be so careful, like I said, when it comes with your children and they can't talk or whatever, or scared to express themselves. Yeah, we have a nephew. We don't need to mention his name. Look how he molested the kids.
Oh, shit.
You going a little bit too far.
You made me so unhappy.
All right, we're going to shut her mic off. Because now she's letting family skeletons on the show. We don't need these ratings that bad. We don't need these ratings.
I'm serious. That's terrible.
Facts.
It was crazy.
Crazy. 7:30.
Huh?
7:30. Crazy as bad shit. Multiple personalities.
Yo, you think I'm kidding me? That shit, that ain't no joke, Billy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And
you
would never.
I'm
making a point here, because you would never in your lifetime think that he would do something like that.
Right. Well, all right. We're not going to talk about that. Switching gears. We got to pay some bills and get back to this. Thanks for calling in, Mama Bob. Bye, Mama Bob. Bye. Thanks for calling in.
What? No.
We got to help my girl. Bolo, you see this shit? Bolo, you see this shit?
Oh, God.
This is why I see it. You give a person a rope and they turn into a cowboy.
Oh,
she's
God.
About to start spilling all the family secrets.
Oh,
yeah, he was raping all the little kids. Whoa. We don't need that to get out. But hold on. You know, we went 40 minutes already. We ain't paying no bills. We got to pay some bills.
Oh, God.
Get back to the topic at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thursday night edition of the Airgasm Show. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host.
Tonight.
We're going to pay some bills and get right back. This is season 3, episode 6. We had an anonymous confession from one of our listeners who emailed us with a situation and they wanted advice. After the commercial break, we get right back. We hash the topic, and then we get back into it, y'all. It's the Airgasm Show on Airgasm Show on Gonzo After Dark Radio. We'll get right back, y'all.
We'll be right back.
Shop Golden Child ENT for the latest Golden Child ENT merchandise, music, and much more. Just log on to www.goldenchildent.com and click on the Shop Golden Child ENT tab for your shopping options. In addition, visit us on eBay at Golden Child ENT for a variety of quality goods and name brand products at tremendous savings. That's www.goldenchildent.com or visit us on eBay. And remember, Golden Child ENT, we shine brighter.
For the latest in entertainment, new music, videos, fashion, and worldwide news, log on to www.goldenchildent.com. Update it on a daily basis to get you up to date with the latest. Follow Golden Child ENT on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. Golden Child ENT. We shine brighter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Thursday night edition of the Airgasm Show on Gonzo After Dark Radio. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host. And tonight is Season 3, Episode 6 of the Airgasm Show. Tonight's topic is Anonymous Confessions. We had one of our callers email us a situation, and they wanted advice from, you know, the relationship experts and some of the listeners. But before we get back into the topic, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that Gonzo After Dark Radio, we are on all social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Google+, and Instagram, and tonight's favorite,
Facebook.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, when you check us out on these social media platforms, please click the like, please click the share buttons, all that stuff. It matters. It really does matter.
It does matter.
Matter of fact, you ladies and gentlemen that's tuning on Facebook Live right now, do me a favor. Do tonight a favor. Hit the share button at
right
the bottom.
Now.
Just hit the share button.
Hit the share button.
It's
right
not going to cost you nothing.
We passing around the tray.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Is there one?
Is there one?
Is there one that's going to hit the share button?
You got a dollar donation.
We're doing this for free. It don't cost them nothing to hit share. It don't cost you nothing to hit the share button. Help us. Help us.
Pass the tray around.
Hit share. Everybody right now, I see a couple of viewers in there. Hit the share button. Donio, hit the share button. Sabrina,
right,
hit the share button.
You'll get your blessing. The Lord will bless you.
The Lord is going to bless you.
Right now.
Right now.
Sow your seed.
Sow your seed.
And hit the share button.
And hit the share button. Well.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we're going to get into the topic. The topic is Anonymous Confessions. We're going to give you a summary of what we're talking about tonight. What was going down and what the situation
Donnie
is.
Donnie going to get his blessing.
Donnie, you're going to be blessed.
You're going to get your blessing.
Be blessed. Valerie, shout out to Valerie, the church girl. Sean, shout out to Sean for checking in. Hit the share button, get your blessing.
Get your blessing.
All right, so rehash the situation for the people that just tuned in.
I'm so tired of telling you guys.
No, but we got new viewers. When we got new viewers, you gotta pick them up to speed. So here's the situation, y'all.
This is what had happened.
Okay,
we had one of our listeners right in. And her situation is pretty sticky, but she
pay attention.
Felt
it gets deep.
You know, that she can talk to us about this. So just be honest
and objective.
And don't
to Vince.
Don't be like what? What do you mean?
A hater. Don't be a hater. Be
right.
Objective and be fair.
Be
shout
fair.
Out to Lou. I see you.
Okay, so her situation is
pay attention.
She has she's 35 years old.
35.
She has five kids. She has 5 kids by the same man, except for the oldest. And with
that's
this cool. man, she served his term in how long? She didn't say how long he was
she
in
served
jail.
His prison sentence, whatever
with
he
him.
Was. It doesn't matter. Six
going
months,
back
six years.
And forth to visit him or whatever.
Ride or die.
Right. And
what
when
up,
he
Luke?
Came out, he was supposed to come home
Katie,
to her.
Katie, I see you. Thank you.
And what happened was that he evidently had another woman
another
and
kid.
Had another kid by this woman. Didn't come home to her. She didn't know what was going on. She thought he was coming home to her, but he came home to the other woman. She did her detective
Kittle,
work.
Thanks for tuning in.
Found out where this girl lived. Drove to her house.
Sean, what's
and
up? I see you, my
he would
dude.
Not come out.
Bitch
and
ass
he sent the girl out, and she was like, he don't want you. You know, just go home. You know, he doesn't want you. So she felt so hurt. She was torn, crying, or whatever, whatever. Fast forward 2 years
two
later.
2 years later.
She met someone that she really likes. She adores him. He asked her to marry her. She wants to marry him, but she said having a conversation with him recently, she found out that he was a Muslim, and she
assalamu alaikum.
And she, if she marries him, she may lose her Section 8. So that's the whole thing.
So
sorry.
She want to know, should she marry him?
Should she marry this man?
With all those factors. Me? Uh-oh, what is that? Pussy-ass nigga. Shout out to Vince, who called dude a pussy-ass nigga. Vince, she rode with dude
that
entire
time.
Bed.
That's crazy.
How the fuck did he have another kid?
He probably had another
before
kid
he
before
went
he went
in.
And she didn't know about it.
Wow. Comes out and then goes to some other chick.
Somebody said you drunk.
Donnie's a hater, yo. He's a hater, and he's dark skinned, so you can't.
Question is marriage or Section 8? So the question is marriage or Section 8? Yeah,
that's,
because
that's the fact that she's not worrying about the kids.
She didn't say anything about the kids. All she said
all she
was
worried about should she marry,
marry
him
or
lose
her
Section
8. 8. So I guess the kids is good no matter what.
In her view, I don't know. I think her priorities are a little screwed up because.
She's just thinking about herself right now because sometimes you have to just think about yourself because she probably been a mother and
shout out to Terrence, I see you.
Doing everything for the kids for so long.
Yeah, that
right
is
now.
A lot to bear.
Yeah,
five kids.
By yourself.
You got activities. You got issues.
Right.
Like
but right
got,
now she's probably like, you
I
know,
need some help.
Either I lose this section.
And it's like a bill.
He bailed on her.
Right. So she by herself. I mean... I can't totally fault her for even considering the situation because in a situation like that, nigga, you need some help. Like, five kids is a lot. I got two, and they old as shit, and I'm still like, nigga, y'all need to give me a break with your old asses.
Candy wants to know if he have enough financial support to carry over the whole household and everything.
That information we don't know.
Honestly, to carry over a whole household and five kids, that's a lot. So he probably don't
shout
have
to him.
That
I see you.
Much money. He probably works like a normal person and doesn't make like a lot of money. They probably have to put what they have together. And if they put what they have together with a Section 8, she'll probably lose it.
What Gina said?
Can't risk Section 8. For a man, and one already left her.
Yeah, but that wasn't her fault.
Gina told her to get her shit together.
That's not
Gina,
her fault, though, Gina. That's not
her
fault
together.
That the nigga that gave her the five kids left her for another chick. Like, that's not her
but
fault.
But mind you, he
we
didn't give her five kids.
He gave her four. He gave
her
still, that's
he
a lot.
One, the oldest one is by
that's
else.
A lot. We can't fault her for him leaving, though. So, I mean, shit, she gave the nigga that she was in love with kids. You can't fault her for that.
He probably was busting all in her four kids.
Facts.
He's dead wrong.
We don't even know how many been aborted.
I want to punch him in his face.
You want to punch him in his face?
Yes.
See what Candy saying?
Why you don't never read anything?
Because I can't read that small print on this. I wish you would get this screen together.
Okay, shit. her self-esteem is fucked up.
It is. It is. It might be.
She is looking for someone to take care of her. I don't think she's looking for someone to take care of her.
She might be just looking for companionship.
I think she's just looking to have someone there and to be there with her. Like,
I don't know if Mama Bug's trying to get back on. You think she's trying to get back on? She's
I don't know.
I see if Mama Bug's trying to get back on.
I don't think she's looking for someone to take care of because evidently he can't take care of her.
So press one, Mama Bugs. You're still in the queue.
If she's questioning her Section 8, if he could take care of her, she wouldn't even have mentioned Section 8.
Right, because that wouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly.
So he might – this is what I'm feeling. He might just be on the – either like the cusp of being outside the range where she might lose it. So that might be the fear. You know what I'm saying?
But Donnie, what does your boy Akon got to do with being locked up?
What did he say?
He said my boy Akon is locked up. And?
Akim.
Oh, I
that's see. Not Akon. What Lisa saying?
Yes, I know. I can't get it.
She's drunk, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, she ain't got her glasses.
I don't have my glasses.
The big
on.
Screen, the big for some screen reason, is not powering up. I tried to get another one during Black Friday. I guess I got up too late. But
so everybody want to know what's up with dog juice, Billy.
All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop saying ladies and gentlemen.
Why? There's ladies and gentlemen that's viewing. Listen, I am drinking champagne tonight. You know, for the people that's
Rumpy,
watching,
I got him drinking
you know
champagne.
I am a Hennessy drinker. I didn't have my drinker choice because I was running late. I had to do the setup of the equipment. I didn't have time to go upstairs and pour myself a beverage. This one comes down with this shit.
Donnie.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm drinking it. Fuck it. It's Thursday. She brought it. YOLO.
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 You only live once.
Nigga, it's not tequila. I don't drink tequila. It's a little on the light skin side. I don't really do light skin.
But he's light skin.
Yeah, but that don't count in liquor. Light skin, everybody know light skin liquor is weak. Shout out to Corey for tuning in. So I'm drinking this. And, it's all right.
He's feeling pretty good.
It's all right. Yeah, I might not pull out tonight, but, you know, blame it on this. Drink this.
Now he's trying to make me have four kids.
You just threw away, my nigga. You ain't that far to go. Shit. Them hips look like they could spread a little bit. I don't know. A little bit.
Whatever.
But tonight is season 3, episode 6 of the Airgasm Show. Tonight we had anonymous confessions. One of our listeners called in with a situation they wanted our advice.
Wait,
you got to
read the comment. Donnie said, real talk. Why get married if he doesn't have
bread?
You're going to lose your
real benefits.
I can't barely see.
Damn, real benefits, which is your advantage. You got a good point. Is he worth losing that assistance? 5 kids is too much to deal with by yourself. Why lose that if he doesn't have enough to cover?
Yeah, my advice to you.
And then it's still a gamble because it's not a guarantee that even if y'all get married that it's going to
work out. Right. Because living together is a whole different
thing. Right, game. They're just dating and fucking. When we're dating and fucking, everything's
all
good.
It's all funny
good.
Games, right?
I got my nut. Go home, bitch.
They leaving their socks all over the place.
They want to hug you when you sleep.
The toothpaste all over the sink.
They got hair products all over the sink.
It's ridiculous.
They got drawers and shit all over the place.
When they eat food, they spit the food out in
old,
the house.
Look,
like, what
old
the
school
fuck
bitches
is
35 and
about?
Over. They got the fucking, what do you call that thing? They got the douche tube.
Why is
the
douche tube?
They got the douche tube hanging from the fucking bathroom sink.
Nobody like, got no fucking
the douche tube.
You
ain't
with no 35-year-old woman.
Yo,
Billy
six over
lying.
35.
Billy saw
got the rubber
grandmother's
tube.
Douche
they got
tube.
The rubber tube with the vinegar.
I never
and the douche hanging from.
No.
Y'all niggas know what I'm talking about.
He's a fucking
yo,
liar. I've never seen that in my
they
life.
They got a brown pouch with tubes hanging from both ends. That hang in the bathroom is a dish kit, and they use vinegar. Nobody wants to see that shit.
I never seen that in my life.
You don't dish, bitch. You need to dish.
Dishing is not natural anyway. No one should.
Shout
never
out to the old bitches with the douche kit. Oh, y'all gonna act like I'm the only nigga that see the douche
nobody
kit? I know what the douche
nobody
kit is.
Nobody don't know
it's
what
it's a rubber
about.
Brown tube.
What the hell?
Your box might be a little summer's eve. We in the winter right now, my nigga. You need a douche kit. Douche kits is a rubber tube. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. The tube is a brown tube about this big, like that. Like, the shape is like this. You got a tube at the bottom.
Billy was at his great-grandmother's house.
You, I don't know what they pour. I don't know the whole mix, but it was vinegar and something else. They take the tube, they put it in the box.
And how did you know what they was doing?
Because it's logical. What are you going to do with it? You can't drink the vinegar. Nigga, they got a douche kit. Gina know about the douche kit.
Gina, you don't know
Gina
about
Gina know that. About the douche kit, son. She seen the douche kit. Yo, viewers, y'all can leave me standing alone.
Nobody don't know
Yo,
about
click
this.
The like
I
button
never,
if you know what the
I've
douche kit
never
is.
Seen
the old
a
school
douche,
douche kit.
Before.
This is the old school douche kit, son.
No.
Brown tube, white tubes hanging from both ends.
It sounds like a freaking
Look,
surgical
mom,
thing.
You got to clean the pussy.
That sounds like a surgical thing.
It's a process. It's a whole process.
That's ridiculous.
It is, though. Shout out to the old school bitches over 35 that still do the old school douche kit. This summer eve shit might be working for all y'all in the winter. Everybody cares summer's eve in the winter.
I never heard of that.
Exactly.
I've never seen that before.
Exactly.
Like, my mother never had that in the house.
And that's wonder why I get this fishy smell every time she comes around. I feel like, what is that Heathcliff? What in the Heathcliff is just walking in my house right now?
You have never?
What? Look. In the Barbados town. What did he fish market? I go to the fish market. I smell fish all over the place. Oh, gosh.
Whatever.
I go to Black Rock. I get the fish. The fish walk in my house. I don't know.
Whatever.
Because I figure a lady of that age will have the old school douche kit.
She
got the old school douche
kit. No, I never had it.
Then that's why
before.
I see walking around all sushi-ish. See, sushi-ish.
My mother doesn't think.
To you because you're used to the smell. But all the surrounding people that don't know that she ain't got the old school douche kit, she walking around all sushi-ish. New term. If your pussy smell rank, you sushi-ish. Shout out to the sushi-ish bitches that don't know they sushi-ish because they've been around that smell all their life, so they think it's just regular and normal.
They'd be like, ooh, this smell good.
Right. You ever been stinging on a rank day and don't know you stinging to somebody else from the outside? Be like, ooh. What does that smell?
That's
you
how
like,
the Indians be like that.
Don't we on this show we do not condone the racist tones of
the
tonight.
Indians.
If she's been drinking, Lord FCC, please forgive her.
I apologize
to the Indians. Shout out to Dot Dot and 7-Eleven.
I apologize to 7-Eleven. I love the 7-Eleven guys. It's not the smell. It's They just
Shout
walk
out to
around
Sheree,
like,
you mad late, son.
It's nothing. They walk around.
Sheree,
like
you got the old school
nothing.
Dish kit, douche kit in your bathroom?
Oh, be quiet.
Thank you,
Grumpy.
She's racist. Mad racist. Look, Donnie, mad racist.
Grumpy hates
Damn,
everybody.
Damn, we losing the listeners because you
Grumpy
racist.
Grumpy hates everyone. Whatever.
Should we go out to eat? Oh, no.
Yeah, you paying.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to the Thursday night edition of the Airgasm Show. This is season 3, episode 6. Tonight we had anonymous confessions. We had a caller email us in and seek advice.
We
got to
finish this bottle.
On a situation earlier. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever miss a episode of the Airgasm Show, check us out on YouTube, and iTunes.
iTunes.
And the podcast section.
Clean
we download
bottle.
The following morning and, you know, it was good. But we are out. Check us out next Tuesday. We
next
are
Tuesday.
Back. It's the Airgasm Show. I'm your host, Bugsy. Kicking it with my lovely co-host.
Tonight.
And we are out of here, y'all.
Yo, son, real talk. Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Airgasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Airgasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sex. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check, check, check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, Bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show because they never had so many orgasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire and Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, that's a fact. Shorty
said I got the time, but where's that though? I said it down to at the dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo at the dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo at the dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, Gonzo at the dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo at the dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got Bugsy on set, tell the people cut the check.
Yo, attention, attention, I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now. Log on to Facebook Live, blogtalkradio.com. It's Gonzo After Dark.